Latest on Press TV in Egypt, political parties have called for yet another million-man march in the capital, Cairo, on Friday. Dubbed as reclaiming the revolution, organizers say the march is to demand the abolishing of the country's decades-old emergency law. They also want an end to military rule by February next year. Saudi-backed Bahraini regime forces have reportedly detained and beaten up dozens of female protesters in the capital, Manama. The detainees, including several minors, were protesting against the parliamentary by-elections. Earlier, the regime forces reportedly set ablaze a house where over a dozen protesters were taking refuge. A new Gallup poll shows a record 81% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way their country is being governed. 82% of those surveyed also disapproved of the way Congress is handling its job, an all-time high of 57% of little or no confidence in the federal government. Afghan officials say nearly 20 civilians have been killed in a U.S.-led operation in the eastern province of Nuristan. They say NATO forces conducted the operation last Wednesday without any prior coordination. The Western Military Alliance earlier claimed the victims had all been militants. Iran has rejected claims by newly released Americans that they were subjected to mistreatment while in custody. Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale have made the allegations immediately after their arrival in New York City. Iran's judiciary spokesman Ghulam Hossein Mohsenieh-Jahi says the claims have been anticipated and predictable. Elsewhere, new poll shows majority of Greeks believe their country will default in the next couple of months. More than three-quarters of Greeks, however, said the country should stay in the eurozone. The survey comes amid public outcry against the government's austerity measures to save the debt-ridden economy. Chilean police have clashed with students demanding an improved educational system. Police used water cannons and made dozens of arrests. The students want a bigger share of the country's budget invested in public education. The Chilean capital has been almost daily protests since April. And Bolivian police have freed native Indians detained during a protest march over a controversial Amazon highway project. The protesters have been sent to the eastern city of Trinidad, where they had initiated their march. Earlier, local residents blocked roads at an airport to prevent authorities from taking the detainees away.